Sheila's Horns will launch the boat parade Saturday on Pontusic Lake. Just to be clear, Sheila is a 22-foot Duffy mostly fiberglass electric boat powered by 18 car batteries.
12 people, 13 with a driver comfortably. It actually has a refrigerator. It's got a table here that you can put out.
Despite the modern technology, Dave Francoeur says the boat carries a sense of nostalgia for many. Sheila is a replica of an early 20th century boat of the same name, once owned by steel magnate Andrew Carnegie, that used to cruise the Pontusic and other area lakes. After Carnegie died in Lenox in 1919, the boat changed hands and would end up giving tours for as little as a nickel on Pontusic Lake for much of the 20th century. Candide Jones's family has owned a house on the lake, a portion of which lies in Pittsfield, since 1945. Choosing to have a home without a television, she says Sheila and two earlier replicas were a sight to see.
There was water skiing and swimming and, kick the can and everything like that. And the big deal was the ice cream man every day. And the other big deal was seeing the Sheila come by. And, we would always wave from the shore. It never got old. So when I heard that the Francoeurs had gotten a Sheila, I just couldn't believe that he had done this, because it's really sort of a gift to all of us to see the Sheila out on the lake.
Dave Francoeur and his father Art, who run the U-Drive rental boat business on Pontusic Shore, revived Sheila tours last year.
What I found out is actually the house that I own on the lake, turns out that they used to stop there and you could buy a sandwich and a soda and then keep going around on your tour.
But the revival almost didn't happen.
Disney World, the one in Florida, and I were actually going after this. It's a used boat out of Virginia. We both wanted it at the same time. They wanted it to tour people around Disney, and I was actually able to get it only because the purchaser didn't have the authority to go to the next level, and so I quickly got it and bought it before he could get the authority.
With its long history, Jones asked the Francoeurs if Sheila would lead roughly 20 other boats for the parade. Jones says the idea for a flotilla originated from a float she and some friends would enter into the Pittsfield 4th of July parade.
The theme of our float was the legend of the lake, because when we grew up here, we were always told the legend of the lake about two star-crossed Mohican lovers, Shunkeek and Moonkeek, who tried to run away and they were killed by a jealous Nakawando evil Indian, blah, 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 blah. So that was our float for the 4th of July twice, prize winning, I might add.
When the 250th anniversary of Lanesboro's founding came up, it seemed like the right time to make a splash. Awards will be handed out for decorations best detailing Lanesboro history, most colorful, and originality. The parade leaves the docks at 1:30 Saturday. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.